The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Kristen is proving to us every industry has a dark side.
And this week, we're going to do the dark side of convenience stores.
Oh, fun. Oh, it's going to be fun.
I found this list on Ranker of the creepiest, weirdest convenience store stories. I was like, is it convenient store or convenience? And it's convenience store, by the way. So, your first one.
I worked at a small convenience store. So, not a Buc-ee's. No, it is not a Buc-ee's. It is a small one. I didn't eat good stuff from Buc-ee's. Maybe next time I will do strictly Buc-ee's and see if I find anything. But they seem to be like an upstanding, like, an upstanding business.
Wasn't Tommy telling us like last week, like, didn't you travel 45 miles outside of your way to go to a Buc-ee's one time?
Yeah, there's one like 50 miles from my house. I'll go there just for the brisket.
So it's that good.
The day I told you about it, yeah. I came back and told Katie and Rebecca, because the exit I get off on to go home was a little crowded and you have to get over and weave over. I thought about just keep on going. Go to that Buc-ee's.
That place is so good, you would just get up and travel 50 miles for
and
it.
To talk about how nice this place is, you know how much they pay their managers and stuff? Like six figures.
What?
Yes.
What?
There's a sign outside every Buc-ee's that says, hey, you want to be a manager here? Make $150,000.
All right. Really? That's not these type of establishments, yeah, okay?
Don't think I didn't think about it.
Tommy's like, they can just pay me in brisket. It'll be totally fine. I worked at a small convenience store. They had one of those fry delis that had chicken, corn dogs, burritos, etc. This particular night, I had run out of burritos and chicken. About 5 minutes before I was closing up, a guy walked in and asked for some burritos. I told him I was out of them and that I was just about to close and the fryer was shut down. He walked around the store for a minute. I assumed he was looking for something else to buy. And then he came up to the counter, pulled out a knife, and told me if I didn't cook him some burritos, he was going to stab me.
That's what? Serious.
That made me hungry.
I freaked out, but told him I had none to cook. I showed him the freezer and I told him I would happily cook anything he wanted from it, but I was out of burritos. He looked in, turned to me and said, you really are out. I replied, yeah. He put the knife away and left.
Okay. Once you get that thought of a specific food in your head, man, it is very hard to shake it out of there.
That's like you with crumble cookies.
Yeah. P.F. Chang's, man. Once I get that Mongolian beef in my head, I'll stab somebody.
There's no replacement.
Had a guy in our parking lot doing what looked to be Tai Chi at 1 a.m. He would do the motions, then kickflip off the side of the building and go back to doing the motions. We told him he needed to stop doing that. He goes to the pumps, takes the nozzle off, buzzes for inside pay, chooses a grate of fuel, and splashes it in his mouth.
What the hell?
Oh. He spits it out, chooses another grade, and does it again.
All the grades?
That's when we call the police. Oh, yeah.
The second grade.
He's got that hot tool. The gasoline. Wow. Gasoline. I had a guy come into the gas station where I work, obviously on drugs, but I have a lot of regulars that are addicts, and most aren't violent, just weird. So he wanders around the aisle, occasionally looking over and staring at me for 10 seconds or so each time. After the last customer leaves, he comes up and pulls out a small pocket knife, the Swiss Army knife kind, looks at me and says, "I was supposed to do something very bad to you, but I decided not to, I think." All while opening and closing his knife. Then he finally decides to leave.
You think that was Burrito Guy? Was
it the same guy? I don't think it was a different location. A friend of mine found out during a robbery that the emergency button under the counter actually just locks you in the store with a now panicking armed robber. His boss later told him it was to prevent people from getting away. I mean, it did also put in a call to the alarm company, who eventually called the police. But for a good 25 minutes, he really thought he was going to die in there. He did not know when he pushed that panic button underneath.
Of course.
That it was going to lock the doors with him inside with the robber.
Yeah, I got so many questions about that.
Yeah.
So you know, when you're behind the counter, there's a door to get in there also. Mm-hmm. So is that locked too? So you're sequestered from him?
Well, not all convenience stores have that.
Damn. I don't want him in there with me.
You know something else interesting? Some convenience stores will have like height measurements on the door going in and out. So on camera, you can see if someone robs it, how tall they are as a suspect.
I never even knew why they did that.
Mm-hmm. I once saw a man.
Maybe that there's a height requirement to get in.
No.
So I would see him and I would just turn around. I would be embarrassed by that.
I once saw a man come in, stare at me for a few minutes, walk into the soda aisle, and slowly pour a 2-liter of Sprite down his pants.
No.
And then he left.
What?
There is not enough brisket in the world to pay me to be able to do this job.
One night, somebody stole all the urinal cakes out of the urinals.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Probably needed them.
And then the last one for you. Oh, this would be so rank and disgusting. When I was an agent of the law, I got a call one night to respond to the Main Street 7-Eleven for a disturbance. When I pulled into the lot, there was a fair amount of people standing around outside. The store manager came up and told me someone had put a dead skunk in a paper bag, stuck it in the microwave, turned it on high,
the hell,
and left the store.
That's just straight evil.
That's evil.
This is The Bert Show.
Follow me on this, because I just came up with this question. Just really, really, really want to know from you guys listening. Are there things that you will say to the person that you just had a date with that you know they will never want to see you again, rather than you just saying, "Hey, this is not going to work between the two of us." 1-855-BIRCH, and I'll put you on the voice disguiser. And here's why I'm asking. I just told these guys the story of my friend Amy, who goes out with this dude who seems like a very normal guy for one night. And then the next morning she checks in with him, or he checks in with her. And then he claims that he believes in reptilians, which are humans who shapeshift into reptiles. This dude believes that Joe Biden is one. He claims that he has seen a person shapeshift into a snake and back and forth. And then I had another friend I told these guys about, my friend CeeLo, who goes out on a date with a dude. And the next day he's like, "Yeah, I just want to let you know what, before we keep moving on here, I just want to let you know I'm a vampire, like a real life vampire." So my question here is, are dudes making this up because they're too cowardly just to say, "Hey, this isn't working for me"? Have you had a dude do that, or have you done this to a dude? 1-855-BIRCHOW.
Oh, I think they're legit.
You do?
I really do. And if anything, I think especially your friend Amy should be happy that this came out as early as it did. Imagine, imagine if she would have invested like months of her life in this man, right? And he was seemingly, he was seemingly normal
and transforms into a lizard
at the wedding.
Yeah. Like, where'd he go? You look down and there he is. Oh! But what I'm saying is, like, his theory here, he doesn't believe this, but he knows that she'll say, like, "I don't want to see you anymore," if he brings something this ridiculous up, rather than just say, "Hey, I'm not feeling it."
I think you're giving men too much credit.
I could see it. Based off of what I know from doing my podcast is I've never had an episode where it's like, yeah, and he did a lot of things wrong. And then he came to me and broke up with me and gave me all the reasons why. There's always like an implode of it. Like, it's always like he wants to get out of the relationship. But instead of saying, I don't want to be with you, he'll cheat on her with her mom or something like that. So it doesn't shock me.
There really is nothing wrong with just saying, hey, I just wasn't feeling it. You know what? You're a nice person. You're just like not right for me. But there are some people that are going to make up like, okay, you know what? I believe in shape-shifting. She'll never want to see me after I say that. Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Okay, so you think some people do this, or do you do this? Well, you'll make something up knowing that he's not going to hit you back if you say this.
So I didn't have to make it up. I kind of have a go-to thing, and it is, I'm Michelle, and I am seeking sperm.
I am seeking sperm.
You say that to a guy that you're on a date with if you do not want to go out with him again?
Yes, I've done it 3 times, twice, 2 people bailed, and one was just like, really? So what does that look like for you? And I was like, well.
I feel like some guys would see that as a come on.
Guys out here in these streets are not exactly like ready for parenthood just yet. Sperm scares them away. I don't know if it's a splash factor. I'm not sure.
Why don't you just say to the guy, instead of using that, just say, hey, I'm just not feeling this, because he won't get it?
No. Sometimes they just need to end, and that's a good way to do it.
Okay.
It's more fun than, you know, just like, I don't like you. You get a good story out of it.
Yeah, it's true.
Here's Jordan. Good morning, Jordan. You're on The Burt Show.
Okay, so when I was in college, this girl just did not leave me alone, and she, like, followed me to a party. So in conversation, I was like, hey, yo, do you ever fart into your hand and smell it? She goes, ew, that's disgusting. And I go, oh, I do that all the time. She never talked to me again. Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
That's a way to get out of it.
That's how you get up out of here.
You ever fart in your hand and smell it? Don't say that.
Too late.
And Brittany. Good morning, Brittany. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey. Yeah, I had a guy tell me after we had been talking for a while that per his mom, he needed to work on himself and not focus on any women. And then literally 3 or 4 days later, he posted he was in a relationship with somebody on Facebook.
He worked on himself pretty quickly.
He sure did, man. That was a pretty quick therapy session. So this does happen. Rather than just say, hey, it's just not working, they're going to make up the crazy crap.
Yeah.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You want to vent on the little things about your significant other that just absolutely drive you crazy, that is going to make you look like an a-hole, but who cares? It's the truth. 1-855-BIRCHO. We can put you guys on the voice disguiser.
Uh-huh.
We cannot with the people in studio.
So we're just going to put our a-holeness on display, eh?
I think every couple after a certain amount of time feels the same way about their significant others. And I don't know that you're going to feel like an a-hole. I think you're going to see.
seem very relatable.
All right, Cassie, you ready to
But you have to do it with the same vigor that you just did it with, okay?
You ready to unite our a-holes?
Yes.
All right. So,
to become one big a-hole. coming to Marvel, summer 2025.
I'll unite our a-holes if I can put it on OnlyFans.
It has to be with the same passion that you guys literally just did while we were in commercial.
It's going to happen. All so, right. Give you a little behind the scenes. Kaylee's in studio to talk about the next break, which we're probably not going to get to because Bert's now doing this. And I asked him, hey, how's your little one Kieran doing? Because he was out because she was sick. So, he's giving us an update. He's talking about a cough, right? And that goes into Cassie saying, hey, you know, use honey, blah, blah, blah. That can be a natural cough suppressant, blah, blah, blah. And it keeps going. And I go, you know, he was talking how it's kind of annoying, you know, when your kids are coughing, you can hear them on the monitor or whatever.
So when your kid is sick, it's annoying is what you're saying.
Yeah, kind of. Especially at, well, I think at that age, well, I mean, at any age, really, because if I think about my 3, my 7, or my 11-year-old, you know, they don't, you need water. Go get water. I mean, like,
yeah.
We've told you 100 times, but it's like when you hear that one little cough, you just think to yourself, oh, hell. Because you know it's going to be a night of just, and you're just like.
Which then I felt it. I felt the burning rage inside of me. And I will release it again. It's so sad because your significant other is obviously in distress because they are coughing, or they are sick because they are coughing. So you would think a normal person would have empathy for this person that is coughing.
Look at all the staff members parading in studio to vent about their significant others, right?
I have never been happier to be chronically single at this moment. But my husband, when he coughs, it is the most... fingernails on a chalkboard. I told you, like, I want to punch him in the throat. I want to take a pillow and shove it over his face. I'm like, I should be a sympathetic person to be like, oh, babe, are you okay? But instead, I'm the a-hole over here like, do you need some water?
It's because the cough is never like, it's always... And I'm like, are you okay? Are you dying? Or did you like just choke on a chili pepper? What's happening?
And I'm like, little bitch, why are you being so dramatic? Right? Like, take a sip of water. Like, I'm like trying to watch my show, and now I'm having to put subtitles on because I can't hear what the people are saying because you're in the next room going,
hacking up like a Victorian child dying of the plague in winter. Get it together.
If you can't handle putting pepper on your food, don't do it.
Carolina,
oh my God.
Carolina, our intern, you can't grab a mic here if you can't come with that kind of passion about your husband.
No, my husband can clear a room. So the first night I ever slept with my husband, he farted like nobody's business. And when I say he can clear a room, he smells up the entire house. From the moment he wakes up, he is farting to the moment our son is asleep, he is farting. And I am over it. Over it. It sickens me. And his mom is like, my mother-in-law is like, I don't know how you put up with him. How?
Like, so he's been like that ever since he was a child.
Oh, yeah.
Just
one time
ripping them left and right.
In front of the children's choir preacher, and it cleared the whole choir room out.
all the old folks. In front of the kids.
Zed, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Yeah, hey. So I agree with everything that's been said. So my wife, she likes, listen, I love Doritos just as much as the next person. I love that Cool Ranch. But man, can we just get a napkin and not just the typhoon suction power on them digits? The Dorito snacking. I mean, just get a napkin and go get some more Doritos. Why do you have to suck your fingers like that?
Speaking of sucking, here's another irritating one. When it's the end of like an iced coffee,
You're
not going to get all the whipped cream up, so stop going.
That's me. My wife will. It drives her nuts.
At one point, I literally was like, I'm going to snatch it out of your hand and throw it out of the window if you do not stop right now.
I don't understand how my husband, it doesn't have to be soup. It doesn't have to be liquid. It can literally be anything, any food, and he has to slurp it off a spoon. spoon or a fork.
I'm that person.
Oh my God. And I'm like, why do you have to vacuum your food? You put this utensil into your mouth. You don't use your teeth to scrape said utensil. And you press your lips around it. And then you pull out the utensil. It is that freaking simple. Drives me crazy.
Zach, go ahead. Go ahead.
My wife makes insane, like, predictions about TV shows. Like, this guy last night was, and it bugs the crap out of me.
Right before it's about to happen, right? She'll make a prediction on what's, and then if it does happen, she, like, gloats about it, right?
Well, yes, but it never gets there. Like, this guy's downtown three, and she's like, oh, he's going to make a cross. And I was like, what? Where did you get that from? Like, there's no reference to that happening. Or, like, a child will show up, and she's like, oh, I bet he's adopted. And I'm like, what?
Zach,
are you getting these references? And this is all the time. And I'm like, I hear you. I get the twist that you're getting at, but that is not what's going to happen.
I am that person.
Is she ever accurate?
No.
Never.
No.
There was probably a time where he's like, oh, that's so cute. Yeah. And now, years later. Good morning, Leslie. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi, Bert Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love my partner. Mm-hmm. But she lets her 5-year-old nephew answer the phone all the time. So I might call and say, hey, stranded on the side of the road, have a flat tire, talking to a 5-year-old.
And that was never cute for you, right? Never.
No, not cute at all. I'm having an emotional breakdown underneath my desk at work. And I'm talking to a 5-year-old.
And we will take Rio here on the voice disguiser as soon as they are put on hold. Put them on hold.
Rio.
Rio.
How long did it take to put that? I got one.
No, stop. we're down some staff members today.
Hey, Rio, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi. Hello.
Rio.
Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys?
Go for it.
Yes, my wife does this thing in the morning. She has bad sinuses where she does like a snort, quack, duck. Like it's very loud. It sounds like a freight train.
Try to emulate it for us right now so we can feel how annoying it is.
It's a
he's in bed with Daffy Duck.
All right, Abby, the Instagram debates on unfollowing, muting, blocking, what do you got?
Yeah, my mom and I actually got into this debate last week where we were both talking about how we fall into one or two categories. When you're done seeing somebody's stuff on social media, do you unfollow them? Do you just totally remove them as a follower, or do you mute them? So I was surprised to see one of my favorite podcasts, The Toast, talk about this exact same thing.
On my flight home yesterday, I unfollowed almost 100 people.
Poor Kay.
I just like was getting a little out of control, like a little willy-nilly with like my follows, you know? It just got me thinking, because before I would unfollow someone, especially if they like followed me back, I would be like, oh, this is like gonna start a problem. Like, they're gonna think I'm like mad at them or I don't like them. And that's just not the case, you know? Like, not everyone's content is gonna serve you at all different times of your life. Like, I don't hate you. It's just like your content's not for me.
And you wouldn't want to hit them with the mute?
But then I'm like, okay, we're really gonna like
be like so phony and keep up appearances. Like, you just don't want to follow someone.
And we're gonna tiptoe around people's feelings. Like, maybe, I don't know, I just don't agree like with babying everyone. And then somebody messaged me and she like agreed with me. She was like, no, Turdy, I totally feel this. Like, I literally unfollowed you last year because like your content didn't serve me anymore. And then I became a toaster, so I refollowed you and like now I'm loving it. I was like, okay, wait.
This can't apply to me.
Wait a damn minute. But no, like, she's right.
That hurts though. It hurts when it's like,
she threw that back in my face.
Yeah.
But she's not wrong. So my heart goes out to the 100.
The 100 fallen follows.
We will be reunited.
We salute you.
Thank you for your service. Not everything is meant to last forever, you know?
For me, I'm in the mute category. You have to do something really heinous for me to unfollow you, or you have to be so inconsequential in my life that me unfollowing you is literally nothing. Mm-hmm. My mom will unfollow just about anybody. Like, you look at her the wrong way in public, she's unfollowing you. She's like, I don't need to see that chick anymore.
If it's a friend, I'll probably mute. But if it's just some content provider, bye-bye.
Yeah, I've gone through and I've like cold, like it's normally one of those things that you do at the beginning of the year, like you're like an early spring cleaning and you're just going through all of your social media accounts and trying to tighten things up. But I am in the same boat as Abby. Like you got to do something like pretty gnarly for me to like unfollow you, because otherwise I'm going to mute you.
I've gone through phases with this. I definitely was once a blocker. I mean, we used to have segments on it, the block party. Back. I used to block a lot. But in recent times, I've become more of a muter. I don't know why, but I do think people get satisfaction out of being blocked. So as opposed to that,
yeah.
I mute more now.
Yeah. So that's how I am on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, now X. But when it comes to Instagram, because I am so I share a lot of my personal life and now my child, I have no problem blocking you on Instagram. The minute you say something or do something that is bringing a damper on my party online, nah, bye-bye. I'm blocking you.
So I got not chewed out, but a couple of listeners DM'd me when I was doing an Ask Me Anything the other day, and they asked me why I was still following my ex, and I had muted her, but my thought process was, like, even though we're broken up, I didn't want to offend her by an unfollow, so I just muted her. Because I didn't understand, like, the social etiquette by it. And they're like, well, she's not following you. And that's when I went, well, I'm not following her. But I didn't know it. I guess in a case of a breakup, you unfollow?
I mean, you can. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't. I mean, that's why when it comes to celebrity news, I mean, like, the minute Selena Gomez unfollowed Justin Bieber or vice versa, it's like, oh, my God.
Right.
What happened?
And there are people that notice that immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, quick.
All right. You're on The Burt Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So do people really fit into one of these four categories? And if so, what type of friend are you? Type A, type B, type C, or type D?
Are these about to hurt some people's feelings?
I don't think so. I don't think either of them are bad, but let's just say you probably would prefer to have one type over the other if you were choosing friends.
Okay.
So a TikToker in North Carolina named Deanna May blew up online after a video she shared of what all of her type B friends are like. And this is loosely based off of personality types. Type A and type B are more familiar. Psychologists think that type C and type D are also personalities, though. So on a grand scheme of things, in general, type A's are usually higher achievers who like being in charge. Type B's are typically more chill. Type C's are like type A's but hide their emotions more. And type D's are more irritable. So her friend categories are all similar, but each one has its own set of quirks. So I'll get into it a little more detailed so you can determine which type friend you may be.
type, or what type friends
you think you are.
What's funny is you may think you're a type A or a type B, and your friends will be like, honey, I hate to break it to you, but you're a D.
That ain't your type.
Yes.
Type A friend is usually the over-responsible one, so you plan and organize everything, and you have a sense of urgency, and you make sure things like vacations don't fall apart.
Hello, my name is Kristen. Before hearing the rest of the types, I would like to declare that I am the type A friend.
You're a type A friend.
Yes.
You think your friends would say the same?
I think so, because I'm the one with the itinerary, and I do overly plan. I do, courtesy of my generalized anxiety disorder, have a sense of urgency, and I will do everything in my power to make sure those said plans do not fall apart.
Okay. I think that's a great type friend to have.
Well, you should hang on, Kristen, because I just looked down the list and the word neurotic is under one.
Oh, sweet.
So don't jump too fast.
Okay.
Type B friend, you give someone the shirt off your back, but you need help too. You're forgetful. You leave things behind. And your phone is always dead.
Hmm. That sort of sounds like Bert.
Yep. I was like, do I say it? Yeah. I mean, he is not here today.
So type B, the B is for Bert.
B.
Type C friend, you're organized like type A, but you're more neurotic. More likely to bow out of things other people want to do, and you love long naps.
Oh, type C for Cassie.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's you?
No, I, because
no,
I,
Cassie, I'm saying,
yeah. Long naps. Mm-hmm.
I know Tommy was mentioning that there was neurotic in one, and that might be me. And while I can be definitely a little neurotic, I typically don't bow out of things other people want to do, and I don't take naps. So can't be me.
Don't take naps.
I don't. I'm not a nap person.
Oh, naps are glorious.
I know.
That probably hear. Katie in there. Katie's definitely in the type C friend.
Oh, and she does bow out.
She be bowing out.
All right, yeah. I might have to give that to Katie.
That's definitely Katie. Type D friend, you're annoyed a lot, prone to confrontation, have a twisted sense of humor, and you might be into weird stuff like crystals and astrology. They could have just added me.
Yes.
Hey, that is definitely me. I'm the type D friend. Tommy, what type of friend do you think you are?
Well, you had me on that last one, too. You mentioned the crystals and astrology. I'm not into that. I'm like a combination of all of them to some extent.
I bet there, I mean, I don't think that you have to fall specifically under one category. I think there are people out there that can be like a amalgamation of multiple.
Do you think you have a type that you'd prefer? If you could choose, which friend would you want to have?
I like the one I am. I'm cool with A, yeah.
I would say A, too.
Yeah, I'm fine with all of these. I mean, I'd be friends with all of them.
You need them all for different reasons, almost.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So Nate and his best friend are both attracted to the same woman, right? And they're sort of in competing for her. This can get really tense really, really quickly. You ever been in this situation, Ma?
I don't know the situation.
Where you and a friend are both attracted to the same woman?
No.
Nah,
me neither. Nah, that's never happened.
Nah.
We all like naturally have very different tastes. So it's always kind of been easy for us.
Okay. And one guy for me usually is like more into it than the other. So the other dude just backs out. And it's never been like, hey, I barely even know this girl. Why are we going to fight each other over her? Never really been in that situation.
Never competed for compete for.
But not Nate here. Hey, Nate, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You tell us what's going on. This is a best friend you guys are competing for a girl with?
Yeah, it's my buddy Trevor. Yeah. I guess I can just hop right into it. Both Trevor and I were same age, 28, and Trevor recently he started getting close to this woman who lives in his apartment complex, right? And they bonded over, their dogs and became friends and everything. So, like, one day Trevor posts this pic of me on his social media page from a festival that our friend group went to. And that's when Trevor's neighbor, she saw the post and evidently expressed interest in me. And I had no idea at the time, because Trevor didn't tell me.
Oh, he was C-blocking you because he wants her.
He was definitely hesitant to tell me. He's interested in dating her. I didn't know that at this time. And, apparently he was like, he'd been like plotting. He was like plotting for months how he could like win over his neighbor, right? And finally, I guess it, it ended up working, and she developed this crush on him. And thinking he'd won her over, he slipped up and told me everything, and mentioned how she was interested in me first. And I mean, I don't know how you guys would feel, but it just rubbed me the wrong way. And now I'm doing my own plotting on how I can steal a girl from him. Wow. You know, thinking to make the move this weekend. Like Trevor's my dude. Like, don't get me wrong. I know I'm kind of doing him dirty, but he did me dirty first. So I don't know. Like, am I wrong?
He's like, everybody's going to get dirty.
Yeah, it sounds like the foundation of a good best friendship, right?
Just amazing friendship. Yeah, man.
You screw me, I'll screw you.
Yeah.
Is this, okay, now, is this just your competitive juices flowing, or are you really into this girl? Because you're about to sacrifice a best friendship, and as we say on the show, that's like a brother. Is she worth it?
I mean, she's pretty amazing. And, like, he did the same thing to me. So, like, how is that any different?
It doesn't sound like you actually feel like she's worth it. But, like, what it sounds like it's definitely more of a I just want to get back at my guy kind of thing. And I don't understand why you would do that for a woman you barely know.
I mean, she's amazing. I definitely want to get to know her and get my opportunity, you know.
Nate, I'm having a hard time getting on your side here. And trust me, like, I know how you feel. Like, I have super hot best friends, and I have always been the second, third, and sometimes seventh choice when it came to the dating pool that we were all swimming in. But I'm having a hard time saying that you should be the guy that should be dating this woman, because your best friend Trevor already had a friendship with her. They live near each other. They've got rapport. So even though she was into you, you know, they've got some kind of relationship. So they've got rapport already. So why do you think you're the better candidate for this amazing lady?
Well, if I could speak for Nate here on his behalf as his attorney, yes, they do have that relationship, but maybe they wouldn't have had he just been honest with Nate and said, hey, I know girly girls are all into you.
So I honestly feel like the girl has no play here whatsoever. It's the fact that a person you consider your best friend withheld information from you that could have benefited your romantic life, like could have benefited your life. There was a girl who was interested. She showed interest, asked him to say something, and he never did, preventing anything from transpiring between the two of you. And I, as a friend, like, that would hurt. That would be hurtful to know that, hey, listen, you had a chance to, like, make me happy and help me find a person, but instead, this is somebody you wanted, so you kept that information to yourself. Like, I mean, it was a D-bag move from a friend, for sure. Mm-hmm. But do you want to lower yourself to that D-bag status and do the same thing as him? And is that really how you want to start the relationship with the girl?
I mean, it's kind of like, I just feel like I deserve my fair shot, you know? At this too. I mean, maybe after all said and done, maybe she is into Trevor, but it's like, I didn't even get my own shot, you know?
She has a roommate.
I just have this feeling that, let's just say this plays out, right? You start to, like, go out with her. It creates all this tension with you and your best friend. Then you realize, like, once you got the trophy, like, this really isn't anything that I really wanted anyway. Mm. Now you screwed yourself out of a best friendship and a girl that wasn't even worth fighting for.
But Bert, what is Trevor really a best friend if he would have done that to Nate?
No, absolutely not.
It still feels like what Trevor did was wrong, but what Nate is about to do to me is worse.
Wronger.
Wronger.
Wronger. Good luck this weekend, friend. Let us know on Monday how it goes, man. Just be super, super careful, dude. You're about to lose a best friend.
All right. We'll keep you guys posted.
All right. Bye-bye.
Get it. The Bert Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listen up, basketball fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on player points, rebounds, triple doubles.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.